This week in the Missouri Senate, we review an upcoming new state law.
Senator from the 7th, Senate Bill 1388.
Senate Bill 1388 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee on March 5th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on April 24th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 30th, sent to the Executive Branch on May 17th, and signed into law this past Monday. Senate Bill 1388 authorizes a state and local sales tax exemption for all sales and purchases of tangible personal property, building materials, equipment, fixtures, manufactured goods, machinery, and parts for the purposes of constructing all or any portion of a nuclear security enterprise located in Kansas City. Senate Bill 1388 was heard by the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee on March 5th. Senator Carla May of St. Louis serves on the panel.
Normally when they're building facilities, they put together packages, you know, that include tax credits and other tax incentives. Why are we doing it? I've never heard it done on building materials. And how do we make sure that the building materials that are being tax exempt are going to be used at that facility? How do we police that and not this company, you know, getting tax exemption on building materials where they're building other places?
When Missouri senators first discussed Senate Bill 1388 on the floor of the Missouri Senate on April 23rd, Senator Nick Schwer of O'Fallon tried to add some of his legislation to the measure.
This is very similar. It's a trimmed down version of what we're seeing that's been passed out of committees in the House, but this is a smaller trimmed down version, only limited to soil remediation or construction of water treatment installations, including but not limited to reverse osmosis in certain areas in the vicinity. I think we have a 25-mile vicinity of Superfund sites.
Senate Bill 1388 will become law on August 28th. This proposal is among nearly a dozen pieces of legislation that were signed into law this week. The governor signed Senate Bill 754, Senate Bill 756, Senate Bill 872, Senate Bill 894, Senate Bill 895, House Bill 1912, House Bill 2057, House Bill 2062, and House Bills 2134 and 1956 on Tuesday. Sunday, July 14th is the last day for the governor to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without his signature. Other measures were already signed before this week, including all of the appropriations proposals for the new fiscal year. We will continue to look at all of this legislation as the interim progresses. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.